Spring breakers have arrived in Florida, even as the risks for COVID-19 remain. Florida has no statewide mask mandate and no limits on capacity, but some local governments have made their own rules, and some business owners are taking precautions into their own hands. And that includes Adam Gersten, owner of Gramps, that's a bar in Miami. We've been checking in periodically with Adam throughout this pandemic, and he joins us now. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Yes, so March is usually a busy time for you. But around this time last year, you decided to shut down even before restrictions were put into place because you were really worried about the crowds. Now we fast forward to today. How seriously did you consider that again this year for spring break?
We really didn't this year. You know, we've been locked into this consistent, restrictive operation where we're doing tables separate, seated, masked till you sit down. And that starts at the front gate. We used to have two entrances. We only have one now. And so it's the same operation, but you just don't have that, you know, congregating around the bar. Everyone's at their tables with their group that they came in with.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going through a constant calculation each day on on how to run your business.
Yeah. I mean, we found something that sort of seems to have worked, and we generally now are sticking to that and feel that based on everything that, you know, we've been able to do, it strikes the balance between us keeping the doors open. And for us, that's what works for us.
How would you compare the crowds you're seeing this year in the area where you are compared to last year?
All things considered, it's pretty wild. You can't find parking on the street. Restaurants are busy. The bars and nightclubs are busy. You know, it's hard to remember the density of the crowd from 2019 and 2020 at this point. It's sort of a blur, but it still seems pretty busy.
Are all these people, are they walking around with masks or no masks? How's it looking?
I think that there are a lot of people walking around with masks. There are a lot that are not, but I think there's a mix. Mm.
You know, one of the other things that you've been dealing with, at first you were telling us you were struggling with the prospect of laying off employees. And now this year, you're having trouble retaining them. What's happening?
Yeah, just in the last couple of weeks, I guess partially because maybe we've chosen to remain somewhat limited in capacity. Well, we are limited in capacity and still not operating as a bar. And maybe there are places around us that are, I mean, I imagine that our reduced revenue because of that is affecting what they take home. And mm-hmm. I understand that that's very difficult. On the flip side, we just see the light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like it just seems strange to completely abandon that precaution.
Owning this business has always been a dream of yours. I remember you telling us the last time we spoke, I mean, who the bar is actually named after, Gramps. I mean, this has a family tie. How are you holding up financially? I mean, do you think you're going to make it?
Yeah, actually, within like a week and a half, like it went from forget it to, oh, okay, we're good. We can do this. So it just feels like, you know, there's all these things sort of coming together. There's a lot of light. Yeah,
there's a lot of light. So you're feeling hopeful for the future for sure.
Super. I mean, cautiously, because 2020 and now 2021 ? But yeah, definitely there's a lot of light.
Adam Gersten is owner of Gramps, a bar in Miami. Thank you so much.
Thanks.